We are out here in the Nevada desert recording the first ever podcast series at Area 51. Well, as close as you can get to Area 51 without being 360 no-scoped by a military sniper. If you're listening to this podcast, let me describe the scene. We're in the middle of the desert, in the blistering heat, wearing black, thick suits.
But we look great. That's kind of the main thing. It doesn't matter how sweaty I am.
Yeah.
How bad I smell.
Yeah.
For how many days I haven't showered. What matters is I look reasonably put together.
If you're a paranormal investigator getting close to Area 51, you're going to be sweating anyway.
It doesn't really matter.
You might as well look good while you're doing it. We also knew that we wanted to blend in with the MIBs working at the facility, because at the end of the day, I'm not going to get into Area 51 by wearing flip-flops and my Hooters t-shirt.
Well, maybe at the weekend.
The Nevada desert and the space above Area 51 has long been a hotbed for UFO activity. But our case today brings us back to Earth, along a stretch of the road known as the Extraterrestrial Highway.
We know it well now.
The same highway that we are recording this podcast on right now. We can see it just off screen.
For that reason.
And the fun part is, some listeners might not know this, that's not a nickname. That is the official name of the highway. While you're driving it, you will see multiple signs that say Extraterrestrial Highway in cool alien font.
Yeah, it's really tasteful. They busted out the alien font.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, for a state thing.
Yeah.
It's very cool. I don't remember when they did it. Was it like the 90s or something?
I think it was.
It was the 90s.
Maybe it's 94.
Otherwise known as Nevada Highway 375. 375.
A little less sexy, to be fair.
It's incredibly remote. We're talking, I believe, in the region of like 90 miles of nothing.
Just hot desert fields and two Irish podcasters. While, as we said, most of this stretch is just empty desert and dusty roads, there is one strange object that sits solemnly alone in the desert heat. And the mystery around this object has sparked conspiracy theories from paranormal enthusiasts all over the world. Today we're talking about the Area 51 Black Mailbox, a mysterious mailbox located out here in the Nevada desert that some people believe is a hotspot for UFOs.
No shit. I've absolutely never heard of this. I'm probably on equal footing with the listener.
I had never heard of this one either, but let me tell you, once you hear the stories about this strange, mysterious mailbox, you're going to realize why it's one of the most important landmarks out here in the desert.
Well, it's not really hard, because there ain't many landmarks, unless you count coyotes.
Let me set the scene. It's late one summer night, and 59-year-old industrial mechanic Lester Arnold is out driving in this very desert. It was dark, but through the full beam of his car's headlights, he spotted an object just off the desert road. There it is. I don't believe it. I don't know if he said exactly that. I wasn't there that night. But I do know that he was excited, because Lester was out in the desert that night for one specific reason: to try and spot a UFO. And the legends say that if you want to see something unexplained in the Nevada desert, you need to go to the mysterious black mailbox just outside Area 51.
Oh, interesting. I mean, because we just described what a vast place it is, so it kind of stands to reason that there might be, you got to narrow it down a little bit.
Sure.
If we're talking about hundreds of square miles of desert,
yeah,
you know, it would be helpful if there was like a, listen, guy, I'm not trying to tell the aliens how to do their job, but like, I need a bus stop. I need somewhere to hang out in order to see you.
Yeah, because it's all starting to look a little samey out here. Yeah. That last cactus looked a lot like the first cactus, if you catch my drift. I gotta need something to distinguish where I'm at. Someone needs to set up like a Burger King in the middle of it.
Imagine a Walmart here. Now that would be really something.
Lester waited patiently on the side of the road, almost ready to call it a night, before a huge, fiery object ripped through the sky, shooting towards the mountains and fading into the distance.
Damn.
He couldn't believe it. The stories were true. So I know what you're thinking. What the f*** is this mailbox? Why is it rumored to be such a hotspot for paranormal activity? Is there some kind of beacon inside that's beaming a welcome signal to UFOs? Is it because aliens want to probe so badly they're looking for any open slot? Well, the answer lies with an ex-government employee named Bob Lazar. Now, we have talked about Bob many times on this podcast before, And that is probably because he is one of the world's most famous UFO whistleblowers, who claims to have worked for years at the world-famous site, Area 51.
That is right. It has to be the famous, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know how many whistleblowers are kind of like a... In the paranormal world, that's a household name.
He is the Michael Jordan of blowing whistles. Yeah. This guy can blow a whistle from half court.
He's got those, like, you ever see like a 50s saxophone player and their cheeks are massive from so many years of blowing? That's him on that whistle. He can call a halftime at a sports game three states over. That's how good he is at blowing whistles.
During his time in the Nevada desert, Bob Lazar claimed that he would take guests out to the desert to the site of the black mailbox to watch scheduled UFO flights. Years later, when Bob came out to the public and started talking about UFOs, as you can imagine, the black mailbox became the number one location for believers. I guess if the guy who knows when the flights are scheduled tells you this is the best place to watch a UFO because I bring all my buddies here, everyone's going to start going there.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting that it was so clockwork, but that is kind of how the military works. They don't really vibe. They don't really like, yeah, man, where do you feel like flying today? No, we do it the same place every time. We do it at 1,100 hours every time. You know, so yeah, there's a repetition to it.
It might just be where the landing strip is.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, Kit, we went to a store yesterday just down the road that claimed to be selling jerky made from alien flesh.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you noticed, but on the wall, they actually had a photo taken of the desert in the night that mentioned both Bob Lazar and the black mailbox.
Interesting.
I got a photo of it just in case you missed it.
You know, I will say to the listener, probably a lot of people like me were thinking, alien jerky. It's a good joke, right? We're near Area 51. I don't want to alarm anyone, but there are no cows here. I haven't seen a cow since I left home. So I'm starting to wonder where the jerky came from.
Take a look at this.
All right, Roy's showing me. I must have been too focused on the jerky because I don't remember any of this. There's like a wall of evidence.
Yeah, yeah. It was by the men's toilets.
Okay. This is a cool little photo and it's got text all over it. It says, I survived Bob Lazar night, June 20th, 2020. Black mailbox, Area 51, Highway 375, Mailbox Road, Extraterrestrial Highway. What am I looking at in the picture?
I guess it is a photo of where the mailbox is located in the desert.
Okay, got it.
Yes, this was a photo posted on a wall of evidence just by the men's toilets, right above the sign that said, call Steve for a good time.
But you know, hey, this is like when they found a lost Leonardo da Vinci at a New Orleans garage sale. Like, sometimes diamonds are hiding by the men's toilets.
Yeah. As more and more people flocked to the black mailbox, reports of strange paranormal activity began to flood the scene. People claimed to have witnessed glowing orbs, moving crafts, and odd light patterns in the skies. I can only imagine it was like the closing ceremony at Disneyland. There are fireworks going off in the sky. A mouse can talk. A dog and a duck are best friends.
And there's a guy selling overpriced pretzels.
Yeah. You know? Unfortunately, as we know, there isn't a ton of shit out here in the desert. You can drive for an hour in either direction of where we are right now and pretty much not come across anything. So if you put a pole in the ground and say, stop here to see UFOs, a lot of people are gonna stop.
Yeah.
It wasn't long before the mysterious Area 51 mailbox was flooded with paranormal enthusiasts. So many tourists descended on the small area of Rachel that the area's only restaurant, the Rachel Bar and Grill, was renamed the Little Ailey Inn.
Oh, no way. Okay, I had heard of this place and didn't know that it had a life before that.
Yeah, I think it kind of adapted with the times. Saw some of the people rolling in tinfoil hats, and they thought, cha-ching, time to change our name real quick.
They said to themselves, we can stop selling good shit and just start selling tinfoil, apparently.
Someone walks in, bring, hi, is this Rachel's Bar and Grill? Not anymore, this is Glorbo Space Burgers.
Want some space juice? just a beer is fine. Glorp, 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 glorp.
Enough space jupes makes you go loopy. That's Bud Light. You shouldn't be selling that to children and calling it space juice.
Hey, man, where's the toilets? Sorry, can't you understand me? I'm telling you in an alien language. I'm going to leave. I'm going to piss in the car park.
Some visitors opened the mailbox and put letters inside addressed to the aliens. Others camped out beside it, hoping to be abducted and taken aboard the strange crafts. Others believed that this was the mailbox for Area 51, which I love that they thought that the world's most top secret military base has a mailbox.
So you could just write to it like it's Santa at Lapland.
Yeah. Dear Area 51, what's the aliens like? Are they nice? Please write back, Rory. Some people even opened the mailbox and rummaged through the mail, trying to find classified documents or photos of UFOs.
What's the logic there? That they would somehow leave a document there?
I guess if this was the mailbox for Area 51, if you get there early enough when the postman drops off the alien pics, you can kind of swipe them before the guard comes out and checks.
Let me tell you something. I've seen firsthand how important documents get transported. I saw it once happening in real life where I saw some kind of governmental person traveling to and from London, and they were doing the thing in the movie with the suitcase with the handcuff,
right?
Which I didn't realize was a real thing. But if something's important enough, I guess.
That's absolutely true. I remember once in court, the judge ordered me to stop drinking, so I handcuffed myself to a beer. I said, try and stop me now, Your Honor. The party never dies. Unfortunately, the truth is that this mailbox isn't as mysterious as you'd think. While it is a hotbed for paranormal activity, the mailbox belongs to a rancher named Steve Medlin, who's lived in the area for decades.
Really? Okay.
He
could have come out and said that earlier. He could have, before thousands of people left letters to alien Santa and thought they were intercepting classified documents, he could have spoken up sooner.
I assume at some point his wife was trying to shut it down and he was like, well, hold on, Betty. Some of these fellas are leaving cash.
They think they're going to get into alien heaven if they bribe the aliens.
Look, while Bob Lazar did take people to this black mailbox to spot UFOs, the mailbox itself is just a marker in the road.
Yeah, it just demarcates a certain area of the desert. There's not many landmarks, like we said.
But people still refused to believe it. The mailbox has been vandalized, stolen. Steve had to replace the original with a bulletproof container after someone drove by and shot at it.
Oh my God. What a cowboy-ass crime. They unloaded a six-shooter.
Why would you do that, even if it was the mailbox for Area 51?
It ain't Christian. Get rid of it.
Now, some people obviously feel bad for Steve Medlin, a normal guy who's just trying to live his life. But others say Steve is in on it, and that his ranch has a contract with the government to provide cattle for alien mutilations.
Interesting. Okay. I thought I was going to clown on that, but it's not actually as wild as I maybe thought. They love cows for some reason, or love cutting them to ribbons anyway.
You are aliens? Extraterrestrials?
Huh?
You're talking about aliens?
Yeah, aliens love them. So I guess the idea is if the aliens are in Area 51, I'm going to get the cows from somewhere. I told you. I already said this. There's no cows.
Yeah.
And there's jerky everywhere. Where's the jerky coming? I don't want to get hung up on the jerky thing, but yeah. This is connected somehow. I need someone to put together like a cork board and put these ideas together.
Yeah.
Mutilations, jerky, no cows at all.
Yeah, we're in the middle of the desert. And if there are aliens here, living here, they're going to need some cattle.
Yeah.
To mutilate. All right, that's the one thing that they like. It's the same reason why, for some reason, there's a Chipotle in the Pentagon.
Is there?
Yeah, I think so. There's like a Subway or something.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, they have sandwiches, I bet.
Because people got to work there and eat there, even if it is a top secret government operation.
Sure. I mean, yeah, they need food. Yeah, yeah.
While I don't think the claims about Steve Medlin are true, I do believe that people really have seen strange things out here in the Nevada desert.
Can I just say, if he didn't want people to meddle, he shouldn't have been called Steve Medlin. Because that's one of the reasons I think this is all happening.
Right. because of his name. People are meddling with him.
They just stop meddling with the meddler.
Now, I don't believe people are seeing these objects because of the mysterious Area 51 mailbox, but it certainly is because of Area 51 itself. I did some Googling, and honestly, the mailbox has been put up and taken down so many times, it's kind of a dice roll whether or not you'll find it while driving out here in the desert. But that's not gonna stop us. Kit, I say we hit the road right now, drive the extraterrestrial highway, and see if we can find the mysterious Area 51 black mailbox.
Oh shit, let's do it.
All right, we are out here on the extraterrestrial highway, about to begin our journey to hunt down the mysterious Area 51 black mailbox. We have a GoPro strapped to the front of the Jeep. Let's go find this son of a bitch.
Let's hit it.
It is surreal to me to think about the fact that right now Area 51 is just on the other side of that mountain. I was trying to just see where we are on the map, and I went to search on Google. We have no signal. Of course, I didn't even think about that. We literally don't have any phone signal right now. Still no sign of any kind of mailbox. We know that it's changed location and shape and size and color over the years, but I really cannot stress enough how much there is nothing on this road. Oh, what is that? Wait, what is that? What do we have? Oh, no. Okay. I thought that was something over there.
Tourist information or something.
All right. Yeah, there's a little... Sorry, I'm a little jumpy.
It would have to be a massive mailbox. I don't want to alarm you. There is smoke coming from that part of the desert.
Holy shit, yeah.
I know what that is.
It's almost as if someone was gunning it down the dirt road.
Either that or they're burning exoskeletons in the desert to remove the evidence. This is how close we're getting, guys. I can smell intergalactic fried chicken.
Oh, shit! I think I just saw it!
Really?
Oh, f**k! I can't believe it. Okay, we're slowing down. Kit's turning the car. Luckily, there really is not another soul on this road. Cannot stress how in the middle of the desert we are.
We go to U-turn. All right.
All right, quick turn. Here we go! We are in it, guys! We are chasing the storm, finding paranormal evidence right out here in the desert.
Too fast, coming into.
Oh! Whoa! Slow.
Knock it down.
Slow.
I think we've got it.
Holy shit, I'm going to grab that camera.
Let's go.
I'm taking it with us.
Calm down. It's all right. It's all good. It's all good.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have an unprecedented event unfolding before our very eyes. Kit and I have just found the mysterious black mailbox. Wow.
You need to pan around to show.
Yeah.
Like, there is no house. This is not a mailbox for a building.
Look at this.
Air 51 for a facility.
It says on the front, no U.S. mail, just aliens. And the red flag is up, indicating that there is something inside. Do we open it?
Shall I do it?
See what's in? Let's do it. Whoa! Hell
okay.
Yeah!
Right what off the top of the dog.
Some cream.
Sweet corn.
Someone dropped off some sweet corn. What else have people put in here?
There is a lot of stuff. I don't know if you can get a close up.
I feel like I shouldn't put my hand to you. Bro, this is.
Someone's put money in there.
A dollar?
I love this.
There's letters addressed to Mrs. Alien.
Wow. People have left notes here. Area 51. All right, what are we going to leave?
We gotta find something.
What do we what have? Do okay, guys, we had a quick think and we realized the only way we're ever gonna get video evidence of extraterrestrial life is if we leave in this mailbox the GoPro.
The camera.
Yeah.
The camera itself.
That's the only way we can do it so that when they come to pick up their mail, we're gonna catch them in 4K. So that's what we're gonna do right now. I'm gonna tuck it in here. There we go. Well, there you have it. We might not have seen a UFO today in the night sky, but we did actually find the mysterious Area 51 mailbox. The GoPro is here, ready to capture the footage. We'll see you guys on the next episode of This Paranormal Life.
This Halloween, we're bringing This Paranormal Life live to cities around the UK and Ireland.
That's right, we're coming to Glasgow, Manchester, Dublin, and London between the 28th of October and the 2nd of November.
We have a brand new spooky live show that we can't wait to scare the shit out of you.
Whoa, so come celebrate Halloween and hang out with the commune at This Paranormal Life live this October. Visit thisparanormallife.com for tickets.